After declining steadily for weeks, the stock market is showing signs of revival. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped almost 450 points yesterday and closed at 8,711, though today the market is off in early trading. Since last Wednesday, the Dow has gained nearly 1,000 points. Not even the news of another accounting scandal at Quest dampened yesterday's trading enthusiasm. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was the kind of buoyant trading day that Wall Street hasn't seen much of lately. Not only was the Dow up, but the Nasdaq Composite Index rose nearly 5.8%, and the broader Standard & Poor's 500 Index rose 5.4%. Moreover, a lot of big blue chip stocks that serve as market leaders were up sharply. J.P. Morgan Chase was up almost 13%, Cisco was up 12%, and General Electric rose 9.5%. Hank Herman is chief investment officer at Waddell & Reed. He says stocks have fallen so much lately that the market was ready for a rebound.
I think people were just exhausted from, you know, the pounding that they put on the stocks for, you know, 2.5 weeks. And just to beat them down so much, we had the Dow at 7,600, and it's a lot of good stocks just pummeled. People decided they weren't going to sell them anymore.
Herman says one big reason for the recent rally may be the rising value of the dollar. For weeks, the dollar has been losing ground compared to other currencies. When the dollar weakens, foreign investors have less reason to send their money to the United States. And Herman says stock prices suffer.
That has been one of the weights pulling the market in the U.S. down. And with the dollar rallying, that takes off some pressure associated with the fear of foreign investors dumping our assets.
The rebound in the dollar and an apparent surge in bargain hunting helped pull stock prices higher yesterday. Investors even seemed to shrug off the announcement by telecommunications company Quest that it had improperly calculated sales figures on its balance sheet and would have to restate earnings. Until now, news of accounting scandals has usually sent stock prices lower, but that didn't happen yesterday, perhaps because Quest's troubles were already widely known. The big question now is whether the recent rebound signals the end of the bear market in stocks. Jim Stack, president of Investec Research, notes that despite yesterday's gains, a large number of stocks fell to new 12-month lows, and he says that suggests the bear market will last a bit longer.
I think there's still a lot of nervousness going on out there. I think there's still a lot of companies in trouble trying to restructure from the recessionary impact, but also from the popping of the bubble on Wall Street.
Meanwhile, the market continues to be plagued by accounting scandals. The troubles at Enron, WorldCom, and Global Crossing have helped erode investor confidence in the markets and have caused prices to slide. And there may be more bad news to come. The Securities and Exchange Commission has given corporate leaders until August 14th to verify the accuracy of their earnings statements. If more scandals are unearthed, this week's rally in stock prices may be difficult to sustain. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.